I love the way our Acts of the Apostles book in the Bible speaks so much about the Spirit and the workings of the Holy Spirit in the life of St. Paul as it's directing him. Indeed, we, in some cases, could call the Acts of the Apostles either the Acts of Paul, because most of them are concerned with St. Paul, or even the Acts of the Holy Spirit, because it is truly the Holy Spirit that we see at work. We see here in our first reading today many mentions of the Spirit and how Paul is guided by the Spirit. It says that they traveled through the Phrygian and Galatian territory because they had been prevented by the Holy Spirit from preaching the message in the province of Asia. Imagine the relationship that Paul had with the Spirit. He has his plan. I think we'll go to the province of Asia. But somehow the Spirit reveals to him that he's not supposed to. In fact, it even says they were prevented by the Holy Spirit from preaching the message in the province of Asia. Can we look at our life and say that we're led by the Spirit this way? Have we ever had in our mind the thought, I think I should do this? And can we say, but the Spirit prevented me? Do we have that life of prayer that we're able to be quiet enough at times to hear the presence of the Holy Spirit? If the Holy Spirit was trying to direct us somewhere, would we be able to recognize it and hear it? Again, when they came to Mysia, they tried to go on to Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. Very interesting. These are all good things. Paul is going around all of Turkey preaching the gospel, and he's just thinking, I think I should go here and preach the gospel next. But again, it says the Spirit said, no, that's not the place you're supposed to go. I want you to go here. Finally, Paul has a vision, one that will be very important for his ministry and indeed the life of the church. He has a vision of a Macedonian, someone from Greece, who stood before him and implored him, come over to Macedonia and help us. For they had not heard the faith at all in Macedonia. They were all Gentiles there. And this is where Paul gets his great mission to the Gentiles in Macedonia. Workings of the Holy Spirit, promptings, the Spirit preventing, the Spirit appearing through a Macedonian in a vision. These are things that today we would all think are somehow miraculous. Paul is prevented by the Spirit or has visions. But far from miraculous, this should, as it was for Paul, even today, be the normal course of things. That if we are truly in union with Christ in our prayer, he promises that he will send his Spirit to teach us all things. So we should not be surprised in our own lives to find that at times, even good plans that we have, the Spirit might prevent. Saying, that's good, but that's not exactly what I have in mind for you now. Don't go to Asia. Don't go here. You'll find out why, and then the vision of the Macedonian is given. How many times can we look in our life and say, I really wanted to do this, but for some reason God just wasn't with that, and eventually he showed me what he wanted me to do. We should not only not find that miraculous, we should expect that kind of working in our lives. Why do we miss the working of the Spirit? Well, I think part of it is that we provide many distractions for ourselves in our lives today. We don't really find it comfortable to be quiet, sit and listen, to spend time in prayer, to be able to hear God's voice. It's all part of it. We need to take time to be quiet, to hear the Spirit. But I think also there's another spirit, the spirit of the age, the evil spirit, that gets in there, and just as the weeds in the parable of the weeds and the wheat choke out the good growth of the seed that would fall on the ground, the seed that falls among weeds gets choked out by the spirit of the age, the weeds. And I think in many cases, the spirit of the age is what drives our lives. We are indeed responding to a spirit, but it's the spirit that tells us, you've got to have all the stuff that they've got. The spirit that says, you've got to work, 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 because that's where your value comes from. The spirit that says, it's pointless to expect people to live according to high moral standards. These are all spirits of the age that tell us basically we're no good and we can't do it. And if we do try to stand up and do what is right, often it is the spirit of the world that opposes us. Unlike the Holy Spirit that prevented Paul from doing what he thought was good, it is often the evil spirit that prevents us today from doing the good things that we ought to. We are perhaps surprised to find that if we just try to be the good people God calls us to be, that people will oppose us. The world will oppose us. But Jesus tells us in the gospel today that this too should not surprise us. Jesus says to his disciples, if the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. No slave is greater than his master. Jesus, of anyone, spoke the truth and just wanted people to love God and to be the full people God created them to be, and for that the world hated him. So not only should we expect the Holy Spirit to work in our lives and direct us, but if we follow the voice of the Holy Spirit, we know what else we can expect. We should expect that the world will hate us, that there will be difficulties and troubles. Our problem today is precisely that we don't listen to the Holy Spirit, and if we do try to do what the Spirit asks, we find that the world opposes us and therefore think that that is a sign that we're doing the wrong thing. Quite the opposite. Jesus tells us, in fact, that if we do what we're supposed to, we will be opposed and we should expect it. Indeed, we should find that if life is too easy, if there is too much ease in life and that no one opposes what we're doing, that should be a sure sign that we are doing the wrong thing and following the wrong spirit. So today, let us resolve to listen to the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul and Timothy did, to be directed by God's Spirit. And if we find that God is leading us down a road that is difficult, one that seems not traveled by many, we should take this as a very good sign that that is indeed the right path. If the world hates us because of it and tries to prevent us, that's a sure sign that that is probably the way that the Holy Spirit is leading us.